bring us right up to date, I'm joined by our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane. Micheál, what have you learnt over the course of the morning?
Well, there's a few things. I think Fianna Fáil is in a state of high tension now. You can hear people like Niall Collins saying, well, this is an issue for the party, but it's not a national crisis. But I suppose if things aren't rectified or certainly calmed in the period ahead, especially when you are in a 24-hour period where the budget is being finalised, well, then this could spiral into quite a serious crisis. What you see is a fairly fractious fallout. I suppose Jack Chambers being clear in his view that the issue at the core of this, that lack of a refund to a tenant of Jim Gavin 16 years ago, that was something the party wasn't aware of. And when they asked Jim Gavin about it before the weekend, he didn't have a record or a recollection. But then on Saturday, the tenant in question produced records, and that changed things substantially. So that is in some ways goes towards explaining this. Others within the party believe that it all goes back to the judgment call of Micheál Martin around selecting Jim Gavin a first-time candidate, as well as that was there a lack of due diligence, which would be a matter for the party headquarters and the party leader as well. So that's the kind of fallout that is in play in Fianna Fáil at the moment.
There were some interesting nuggets in Jack Chambers' interview on Morning Ireland. He said the tenant had contacted Fianna Fáil on Saturday, as he reminded us there. And yet Jim Gavin was on The Week in Politics yesterday on the presidential debate talking about looking into things.
Yes, which does seem odd given that things seem to have crystallised given the nature of the tenant's contact and the fact that they had records at that point and Fianna Fáil could see that the writing was on the wall. As I understand it, Jim Gavin wanted to do that Week in Politics debate and was intent on doing it, it seems, and also wanted to take the time through Sunday afternoon to speak to his family about his decision to withdraw. That's the explanation that is being offered at the moment anyway.
It's also worth remembering, I think, that he wasn't doing well anyway. He was a distant third in yesterday's opinion poll.
Yes, he was at 15% and some way off the others. And I suppose many people were looking at that opinion poll, even if there was 31% undecided still, as that Jim Gavin's transfers were going to be the crucial factor in this election. Of course, that changes substantially now. So it has been a rocky campaign from Jim Gavin from the start. There was always going to be questions in the aftermath, I think, for the Fianna Fáil leader. They just now are under a far more intense spotlight.
Jim Gavin's name will still be on the ballot paper as we understand it. So he'll essentially be the riderless horse in the Grand National.
Yes, I think in the Department of Local Government last night, which oversees this, there were efforts to establish where was the print run around the ballot papers. But either way, it was made clear that Jim Gavin's name does stay on it. So that does raise some questions about a group of people who are talking about spoiling their vote. Could they vote for Jim Gavin on the outside prospect, as they see it, that he could be elected? And if he were elected and doesn't want to be a candidate, could that precipitate an entire new election? That does seem a far-flung idea, but it's one that is being spoken about. And again, I think illustrative of a degree of crisis now running through this election.
It's the budget eve, Micheál. Ordinarily, we'd be up to our necks in speculation and leaks. But it's worth saying as well, I think, that the signs are that for many people, it's not really going to contain any good news.
Yes, and I think this budget would have been a hard sell for government anyway, but now it's a hard sell off the back of a frenzied few hours for the major party within that government, or the biggest party within that government. It doesn't seem like this will be anything akin to recent budgets. There will be no energy credits. There will be no move on the tax bans, it seems. Either the big moves are centering on VAT for the hospitality sector, excluding hotels, and also measures around VAT when it comes to trying to get more new build apartments constructed, those that have a permission. Some movement on the student fees issue, which was a huge point of contention going into the summer, that you would see a reduction there of €500. But of course, that is not comparable with the 1,000 last year. Government saying, though, this time it would be permanent. There's a way to go still, it seems, around social welfare increases. Could they be in the order of 8% on those of €8 on those rates, or is there still a possibility that it might be slightly higher than that? These talks, I think, are going to go a little bit further into the evening, because there does seem to be a determination among the money ministers, as they're called, that this is going to be a budget where current expenditure is going to be pulled in.
Micheál, for now, thank you very much.